You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
And by the grace of God, it is finally Friday. Hello and welcome to the show. The number is 800-922-6680. I made it here by the skin of my teeth. I don't know where the hell that expression came from. I don't know if maybe we had skin on our teeth at one point in our history. I left the house this morning after another chaotic day. See the video. See the video on Instagram and on Twitter of the interior of my home. We're doing a complete upstairs remodel. It started off just in the kitchen, but now the living room ceiling has to come down because, you know, yeah, just all sorts of stuff. We found out the ceiling was warping and it was going to collapse and all of that. So anyway, but welcome to the show. I got to tell you, you know, I get more optimistic every day. I know this sounds like I shouldn't, but, you know, the left has completely exposed themselves for who they are. Right now we have anti-Semites in New York City, in Manhattan, where the husbands, wives, sons, daughters, brothers, sisters of those crushed and burned to death during 9/11, where they live. And there are people in Manhattan saying they are with Hamas. And there are people in Manhattan who say they are with Iran. And I'm going to tell you, I hope sooner or later a bunch of longshoremen and a bunch of construction workers and crane operators and Hasidic Jews and Orthodox Jews and Christians go down there and kick their asses. I really do, because we have no place for this anti-Semitism, pro-terrorism. This isn't free speech. This is not free speech, and it must be put down. And if you see someone with a kefi, whatever the hell they call the cloth, on their face, you take it off their face and you expose them for who they are. Because if they're saying death to Israel and they're saying we are pro-Hamas, they need to be unmasked. They need to be removed. If they are not citizens of this country, you immediately disqualify yourself from being on our land, particularly in Manhattan. That said, I'm really glad that the left, the Democrat Party, has exposed itself for what it is. And what do you hear from the Democrat Party? With terrified kids on university campuses, with people in New York City being told, don't wear your yarmulke in public, when there are people on campuses and in New York City who are literally saying they are with Hamas, and they are literally saying that they were perfectly fine with October the 7th, Israel deserved the rape and the murder and the cutting out of babies out of a woman's womb, and as she breathed her last breath, the murder of her baby in front of her. It happened October the 7th. It took decades to start denying the first Holocaust. It took weeks to deny the second. But the Democrat Party is saying nothing. Joe Biden, did you hear Joe Biden say anti-Semitism is absolutely unacceptable? We cannot. We have to support the Jewish people. We have to support the people of Israel. Did you hear any of that from anyone in the Democrat Party? Anybody? No, you didn't. So I will say again, if you are a Democrat and you are Jewish and you vote Democrat, you are a fool. You are a fool and you're a buffoon and you are a self-loathing individual. You are sealing your own doom if you vote Democrat. But the positive is, I don't think most of you are going to, unless you only watch MSNBC and only read the New York Times and only pay attention to the mainstream media. It's very obvious. Also, if you're a person of color, it's very obvious why you should not vote Democrat right now, because the Democrat Party has never cared about you. You know that now. You've been pushed out of the way for illegals coming across the southern border. They broke up with you and you didn't even know. They've made promises. They've always given you the minimum. And now they're just stepping over you. They're stepping over the bodies of your children in Chicago and St. Louis and Ferguson, which is a suburb of St. Louis, and Gary, Indiana, and Chicago and New York City. I can go on and on. They're stepping over your bodies. They're stepping over your bodies so they can give illegals the right to vote, and they're loading them up with free stuff while you and your family suffer. It is remarkable. But it's a glorious thing, too, because now we know. They've exposed their faces so we can kick their asses. That's what I like to say. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Donald Trump has been accused of violating a gag order seven times. Seven times at risk jail over posts about liberal activists. This is strange because Stormy Daniels, in her last movie, violated the director's gag order seven times. Literally, she was told, don't, seven times, and she did it anyway. And so I think that Donald Trump should get a break. I've been sitting on that punchline a while, by the way. Yes, if there's one person who you would kind of expect to violate a gag order, Stormy Daniels would be number one on the list. But she usually doesn't. She's very good at what she does. So Trump accused of violating a gag order seven more times, risked jail. And you know what? I don't even care. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the case because, honestly, I expect probably there will be some sort of a guilty verdict. I would assume that the judge will... I don't know. If the judge decides to put him in jail, I think your election's over. Donald Trump is going to win the election. I think he already has, actually. I think he's already well on his way to it because of the abuses and usurpations of the Democrat Party, because of the American people are just sick and damn tired of all of this nonsense. All of this madness, we're tired of it. We're tired of all of this madness. Everybody gets this madness that is creeped into our classrooms and into our universities and into our workplaces. We are done with it. We cannot live with this. No one wants this to continue after January. Nobody thinks that this is going to get better if we keep going in this leftward direction. Nobody does, unless you are a sycophantic MSNBC viewer who has no clue what's going on in America right now, who hasn't been impacted because you live in a gated community, or perhaps you're a stock trader or some sort of a government contractor. You don't know what's going on in the country. You don't know what is about to hit you and what is about to roll you over. Because while the Democrat Party has spent the last 45, 50 years dividing us, our suffering has brought us together. Hebrews, hillbillies, homeboys, Jews, Gentiles, atheists even, agnostics, liberals, conservatives, Republicans, Democrats. We all suffer equally because the people in Washington, D.C., the ruling class, they're not us. And they've had their day in the sun. They've had their day in their sun, and their day is over. They just don't know it yet. So every day when I come in here, I try to look for positivity. I'm here to be the best person I can be to boost your morale and make you realize that there are brighter days ahead, even in the darkness that is literally being created on purpose by the people in Washington, D.C., and the mainstream media, and the people in charge of big social media. They've tried their level best, but the truth is out, and we are coming together. And we're going to win. We've got a long way to go. We've got a long way to go. And who knows what they're going to do to us in the meantime. But we have to stay as focused as the founders and positive. And we have to expose them for what and who they are. And if they won't stand up and defend the defenseless, and if they won't stand up against evil, and if they won't stand up for the Jewish people and the Jewish people in our country, then we will stand up for them. We will stand up for them, and we will end this. We will chase them off campus. We will chase them out of cities. If they attempt to strike a blow with us, we will blow back 1,000 times over. As far as jury selection in Washington or in New York City today, Trump is looking on as a woman sobbed. She was a juror, a potential juror, and she was crying as lawyers huddled around her. Judge Merchant had to stand up and lean into her ear, and apparently the woman was loud enough for reporters to hear her. Apparently she was a drug addict and mentioned conspiracy and felony charges. Yeah, she had been a convicted felon, and apparently convicted felons are not allowed to serve as jurors in New York. So she appears to be off of the jury, but the judge whispered in her ear, don't worry about it, because you can still vote Democrat. Yeah, I know. What else? Oh, Donald Trump is making gains with young voters. You know why? Because the deep state and Democrat Party have ruined their lives. Have ruined their lives. You don't realize what COVID did to a lot of kids. You don't realize the loneliness and the sadness and the misery that they were put through. I know I've got a couple of kids myself. One of them was a freshman in high school when she was told you have to stay home. She was at home her second semester in freshman year until the fall, where she did online for another 6 months. And then in the second semester of her sophomore year, did hybrid, where she'd go to school a couple of days. And then for about a year, she had to wear a stupid mask. And she had to communicate with all of her friends for about a year online or on the phone. My son was cheated out of 2 years of socializing, of getting out, of going to classes, rather sitting in a dorm room or sitting at home in our basement doing his classes online, among other things. And those who had just graduated, they went to jobs and they were told they have to stay home. Unbelievable. And now they are supporting Trump more and more and more, because honestly, you millennials, you know this. As soon as you graduated from college or in college, Barack Obama took over the presidency, and for 1 year we had tepid growth of the GDP and we had a stagnant economy, and you never were able to see the gains that my generation did when we graduated from college. And it's about damn time that the young people in this country don't have to sit here and succumb to the whims of bad government. I got details on all of this coming up. I've got some new comedy coming up from Mr. Jim Gossett. And, of course, your phone calls as well. 800-922-6680. This is a Friday edition of The Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
If President Trump came here to the South Bronx, would you attend the rally?
Of course. I would want to meet Trump. I would want to shake his hand.
He's the only president that I see that can ever make America great again. He's capable of doing that.
I would love to go to a rally with Donald Trump.
Come on.
And I would support him 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely we're going to show him love. We're going to show him a lot of love. And, you know, like they do in other states, we definitely need to see Trump here.
There's nothing but love for Donald Trump here in the South Bronx, the North Bronx, the East Bronx, and the West Bronx.
We want Trump to come back, please, bro. Biden, get out of here, bro.
We love Trump. We love Trump. We love Trump.
I would come to the rally and support Trump, because the Bronx need a change, and we need somebody that's really going to help this community.
I would definitely come to a Trump rally in the South Bronx. I like him.
You do?
Yes.
Yes, I will come to a rally if President Trump was to come to the Bronx, and I also would bring other people to come to and support him.
Would Joe Biden get a warm reception if he came to the Bronx?
No, he wouldn't have.
Yeah,
I'll
I got
make
a little,
sure of that.
I got some bad news for Mershan. I got some bad news for you, bro. By keeping him off the campaign trail, you're actually helping him even more. You're doing more for his run for the White House by keeping him off the campaign trail. You're doing more for his run for the White House by attempting to gag him. Yeah. Yeah, the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite of what you wanted, man. And if you put him in jail, it's going to be even worse for you. It's going to be even worse. I love it. This is how evil backfires. This is how evil backfires. Jim Gossett and I put together something this morning. I haven't heard it yet. I sent it to him a little while ago, and I wanted something that would make you feel positive and make you realize that we're going to win against these evil people. And we put together this exclusively on the Rob Carson Show.
Mine eyes have seen America descending into hell. When they rigged a big election and a set you could not tell. They persecute Donald Trump and Biden is not well. We all have had enough.
Kaboom!
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Democrats and rhinos fool ya. Glory, glory, hallelujah. We've been spat upon.
Come on.
Remember back in 23, we gave Kevin the axe. So he made Mike Johnson speaker, and he stabbed us in the backs. Now he's bedded down with despots. Credibility he lacks. Hey, Mike, time to move on.
Hello.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Don't want Biden in there, do ya?
No, we don't.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Joe Biden, he must be gone.
Come on, I love it, I love it, I love it. I got to tell you, I'm optimistic. Let's go to Bill in Rehoboth, Delaware, where I used to go on my summer vacations, enjoy some Grotto Pizza. Bill, what up, my friend?
Hey, Rob, great show as usual. I've turned a lot of people on to your radio show.
Thank you.
And your TV show. And your TV show. Love you, brother. Listen, I truly believe, I've talked to you quite a few times, but probably a year and a half ago, something like that, I said, the left's going to bring back something. And I think what's happened is they're trying to bring back 2020.
Yes, of course.
With even way more violence. And I believe they're trying to deal with these pro-Hamas psychopaths.
Of course.
So Biden can try to get, number one, Michigan locked in.
Yes.
And number two, to bring back some youth vote, hopefully.
Yes.
For him, I mean, he's hoping that. These people are total psychopaths. I think a lot of people are truly catching on. I've talked to some black people in the job here, very nice people, and they're all like, oh, yeah, Biden's got to go, got to go.
Yeah. Go ahead, no, you finish.
Now, remember I told you a while back, Biden is, with this Uncle Bozy thing, this is delicious.
Delicious.
As the cannibal said, this is delicious.
Yes.
Yeah, remember I told you a while back, Biden is truly a crap salesman with a mouthful of samples.
Yes.
Cannibals are the natives with a mouthful of Bozy, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you know what? You're exactly right. I've said this. I've said that they want to make 2024 into the year of 2020 all over again. I've been talking this for a while. I've been talking about this for a couple of years. This is exactly what they want to do, and it's not going to work. We are going to beat back the horde, and I mean that. If we have to beat back this horde, we will. They bring that crap to my hood. They're going to get beat down. I'm not going to put up with this crap. I'm defending my brothers and sisters, my Jewish brothers and sisters, my police officer brothers and sisters. You bring that bleep to my neighborhood, I'm going to take you down. I'm going to take you down. I'm telling you right now, I will never act offensively, but if you bring it to me and you strike first, you are going down. You already picked a fight with us in 2020. This time we're going to finish it. And this time you're bringing anti-Semitism and Nazism and terror. And we are going to take you down. I'm telling you. And I'm asking you. It's going to happen. Thanks, bro. I appreciate it. It's going to happen. You have picked a fight with the best armed intellectually and physically people in the entire world and in world history. And we are telling you now, stand down. We are telling the left now, if they attempt to burn down our cities, stand down or you will get it. That's it. If you want to have a fair election, let's have a fair election. We can't help it. You have a terrible, infirmed, dementia-addled candidate. Your party is intellectually and morally bankrupt and broken. It needs to be reinvented or it needs to be swept into the dustbin of history. But if you are planning violence this summer, if you are going to bring that, try and bring that back, I assure you, and I'm telling you now, on behalf of my brothers and sisters, black, white, Jewish, Christian, whatever, you'd better stand down because you have no idea what you're messing with this time. And I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans and Hebrews and hillbillies and homeboys and housewives. We are done with the darkness. We are ready to take back our country and return it to positive and the dream that it has always been. That's it. Let's take a break. Hey, guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the wellness company comes in.
The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
I mean, I'm looking at the Democrats right now, and again, primarily I have voted Democrat throughout my life, but I'm utterly disgusted with what I'm seeing, because it seems to me that they're trying to use the law in the courts. They've clearly politicized this thing with Donald Trump because they can't come up with a strategy to offset the momentum he's clearly gained. In at least five polls, he's up. He's up in the polls over Biden in at least five polls that I counted. That's the reality of the situation.
Well, that's Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith is a Democrat. Stephen A. Smith, I don't know Stephen A. Smith. I don't have the chance and time to focus on sports media. You know, you kind of got to choose your lane, right? And so, I'm familiar with Stephen A. Smith. I've had some times where I've like rolled my eyes and said, "You got to be kidding." But this man understands what's going on. He's a little bit more of Stephen A. Smith.
Despite the counts against them, the indictments against them, being impeached twice and all of this other stuff, he is the presumptive GOP nominee. And you don't seem to have the issues in your favor, you believe. Mm-hmm. So because of that, you're going to manipulate the system as best as you possibly can to avoid him possibly running for re-election again. That appears to be their strategy, but I'm here to tell you, it's not working.
No, it's not working. I did just get this right now. This is Christopher Wray. Now, I want you to think about this real quick, and I'm just going to let it germinate in your brain. We've had an open border since Joe Biden took office. We've had 46,000 Chinese nationals come across the southern border. It's not been addressed at all by Joe Biden. They are military-age males coming across the southern border. We had the spy balloon fly over our country. We know that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have gotten money from the Chinese Communist Party through proxies, tens of millions of dollars. We know that Joe Biden has made us energy dependent again. We know that Joe Biden has tried to electrify the national fleet and has sent trillions of dollars to China in the form of, green energy nonsense, all right? We know that Joe Biden sold the communist Chinese a million gallons or a million barrels of our strategic oil reserve, all right? We know all of that. And here is the head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, who is not, he is an enemy of the people. Christopher Wray is an enemy of the people. And as of right now, the FBI, by and large, is not on your side, unless you are of their political ilk. But I want you to listen to him. He says that China is going to do some sort of a terror attack, some sort of an attack on our infrastructure.
It is critical in securing our nation, and we are in crunch time with our 702 authority set to expire next week. But now, increasingly concerning, is the potential for a coordinated attack here in the homeland, akin to the ISIS-K attack we saw at the Russia Concert Hall just a couple weeks ago. We also need funding to counter the threat.
Now, that is what he said last week with regard to 702 and FISA. But I have also received another report that China is planning on. They are ready, if necessary, to do an attack on our infrastructure. Do you suppose that could be the moment we've been looking for, the Black Swan event, that would disrupt our country enough to maybe, I don't know, do something with the election? Who knows? I'm just saying, I'm here to be Paul Revere, okay? I'm here to be Paul Revere. I'm just asking you, we need to be focused at this time, okay? We need to be focused on getting through November, on taking back the White House, and taking our country back, and starting to enjoy life again, and starting to really begin to enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, because they were always there. The left just did everything it could to convince you it was not there, particularly for those who are of black people, minorities, and others. They've done their level best to say that America sucks, but it hasn't. We've created the greatest people and the greatest inventions and the greatest music and the great sports and the greatest everything in the history of mankind. We dragged the world kicking and screaming out of the Victorian era. We created, hell, one of our founders discovered electricity, for God's sake. So we have been a shining light that has literally dragged the entire world out of the dark ages. And the left, those who outside of our country, hated us for that and have hated us for that ever since. The dark forces of the world, the fascists, the socialists, the communists, have always looked at America with disdain and hate. They don't look at America as a light. They look at it as a fire that needs to be put out. Remember that. Those are the people who are in charge in Washington right now. A lot of them are radicals. They want to fundamentally change America, you say. Yeah, that's what it is. Jim in Annapolis wants to talk. Jim, welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind on this Friday?
Rob, I love you. I've been listening to you since you first started on CBM.
Thank you.
You've really come up in the world. But anyway, you got it all wrong.
What?
Biden will be elected.
Okay.
All this misbehaving by the left is just subterfuge.
Uh-huh.
They're going to count the votes. And that's what matters. It doesn't matter who we vote for. I mean, they're going to count the votes, and Biden's going to win.
Well,
so everything that they're doing is just subterfuge.
I understand that.
We're going to vote him out.
I understand what you're saying. I really do. And, you know, the fact that you are saying that makes us realize we have to do some things as countermeasures ahead of time. One of the things we did is we've made Donald Trump the presumptive nominee. One of the things we did is we have reinvented the Republican Party. One of the things that we have done is changed the course of one half of the country. So I'm not one to throw my hands up, bro. You know, I understand your concern. But we don't have to sit here and wait for the attack to happen. We do not have to resign ourselves to letting it happen. We have to do everything within our power to make it not happen. And it's not impossible because we are on to them. I appreciate the phone call. I got to do an Uncle Bozy update. Did you know Uncle Bozy? Uncle Bozy, Uncle Joe's uncle who died in World War II because he was shot outside of Papua New Guinea, and we find out that actually he wasn't shot down, and he wasn't the pilot of a plane. He was a passenger on a plane, like in the movie Castaway, that kind of thing, and the Tom Hanks, and he goes to the bathroom and wakes up, and he's plunging into the sea, and the whole deal. I just got some new information on it. Let me play Joe Biden talking about Uncle Bozy here. Let me see if I can find it here. Uncle Bozy, here it is. Here's Joe Biden talking about his uncle being eaten by cannibals. I know, and I told my wife the story last night. We're downstairs in our hellscape that is our house right now, and we're sitting on this little fold-out couch that's the only place we have to sit in the entire house now. and I said, did you hear about the Uncle Bozy, Joe Biden's uncle who was eaten by cannibals in World War II? And she thought I was setting her up for a joke. She thought I was joking. I said, no. And I literally put a headline up on my Twitter last night. I said, I'm just going to let this marinate. I want you to read this headline and realize this is our president, all right? Here's Uncle Bozy, or Uncle Joe.
We call him Uncle Bozy.
Uncle Josie talking about Uncle Bozy.
He was shot down. He was an Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. He flew single-engine planes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea. He had volunteered because someone couldn't make it. Got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals at the time.
Yeah, and they never found his body, so he must have been eaten by cannibals. So here is Corinne Jean-Pierre trying to make trying to cover up for Uncle Josie. Come on, Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Can we just see the cannibal tab in your book?
There's no cannibal tab. What are you talking about?
Oh, dear Lord.
Is that what you're asking me about?
I mean, can you fit us in?
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I'll just, and I think we shared this with some of you, so I'm just going to kind of repeat. Look, you saw the president. He was incredibly proud of his uncle's service in uniform. You saw him at the war memorial.
So proud of him, he lied about it.
It was incredibly emotional and important to him.
Yeah,
you saw him respond to all of you when asked about the moment yesterday.
Yeah.
And his uncle, who lost his life when the military aircraft he was on crashed in the Pacific after taking off near New Guinea. The president highlighted his uncle's story as he made the case for honoring our sacred commitment to to equip those we send to war and to take care of them. And
unless you go there, you're in Afghanistan.
Families when they come home. And as he reiterated that the last thing American veterans are suckers or losers, and he wanted to make that clear. He wanted to make
a story.
I mean, look, I don't have anything beyond about what I just laid out, but it was a really proud moment.
Yeah, now, we did an update, actually, and I'm not sure who created this, but here are we. Apparently, Uncle Bozy may have survived the crash, and the cannibals came out and got him, and they were taking him to their encampment. And, you know, he had his legs and hands tied above a stick, and they were carrying him to the big pot of boiling water. This is apparently very true here. And they get him in there, and they took him out, and they put in this giant pot of boiling water. And despite his obvious pain, he began laughing. And he began laughing, and the head of the tribesmen there, the cannibals, they were perplexed. They're like, why is this American laughing in the face of becoming our dinner? And they said, Uncle Bozy, because they heard his name was Uncle Bozy. And they said, Uncle Bozy, why are you laughing? And Uncle Bozy looked at him, and his final words were, I just crapped in your soup. That it's still being confirmed.
Biden makes a lot of stuff up, like his latest tale about his Uncle Bozy. Joe had a hunch.
This is Jim Gossett.
Bozy was New Guinea's lunch. Pentagon says that it never happened. Cannibals, Joe Biden says.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Ate his Uncle Bozy back in World War II. They took him by force.
Goes with a nice rosé.
He was their main course. His name was Bozy, but they called him Stu. Everyone knows that Joe is lying. His uncle's story, no one's buying. Media's not even trying to mention Joe. They won't expose him, even with all the lies he throws them. Contradictions they won't disclose one word. Pentagon, Pentagon, Pentagon refutes it. Uncle Bozy had good taste. According to Joe, that's what the cannibals said. But we'll never know.
Now, I understand he was keto-friendly. That's the positive about Uncle Bozy. He was keto-friendly, very low in carbs, apparently. Yeah, that's our president. See, that's why I'm laughing at him. I know we face a lot of trials and tribulations and very dangerous times, but this is the Democrats' choice for president. I know. It's stupid, right? Yeah, and then they think that he's like, you know, they think we don't know it, and they think we don't know he's completely gone, and he's a terrible president, and he's destroying the country. They honestly think that. They think that by saying loud enough, as you struggle to feed your family, some of you living in a car, you think, oh, no, they're going to fall for it. We don't live in the Soviet Union. That's a great thing. Oh, it's so glorious. Well, let's take a break and come back. This is The Rob Carson Show. By the way, the Uncle Bozy joke about crapping in the cannibal soup was sent to me by Bruce Spivey. It's a repurposed joke that my dad used to tell me. Yeah, there you go. Old Uncle Bozy, a new story from Uncle Brozy, or Uncle Josie, Joe Biden. Real quick. Oh, yes. I just wanted you to know, a senior enlisted whistleblower stationed in Niger has exposed a cover-up by the State Department. He's sounding the alarm over the imminent danger some troops there, our troops, are facing as a result of the Biden administration's suppression of intelligence. Our troops in Niger are pleading for help. They have sent intel reports stating they rarely get safe water. There are no diplomat overflights to receive medicine, fresh troop rotations, or even basic supplies. Josh Hawley brought this up on Capitol Hill yesterday. Current government of Niger has called the U.S. presence in the country illegal. The deteriorating conditions may lead to another Benghazi. So that's what we've heard. Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz was the guy who actually brought it up. Unwelcome in Niger, an interim report by Congressman Matt Gaetz on the American troop crisis in Niger. You will learn of the victims of this cover-up, the 1,100 troops who are currently stationed in Niger, functionally stranded by the Biden administration, which cares more about saving face than their lives. We have to get our troops out of Niger. Our troops are sitting currently sitting on a powder keg caused by the political decision at the top of the Department of State and Department of Defense, with a military junta in charge who detests our presence and considers us unserious and predatory. The situation seems to be the groundwork for catastrophic diplomatic collapse like we saw in the 2012 Benghazi attack. We also saw one happen in Afghanistan when we drew. Additionally, these troops are already running short on necessary life-saving supplies such as blood and medications, according to Matt Gaetz's office. We have to get them. We cannot handle another colossal failure. Not when the lives of our troops are at stake here. And if there are 1,100 troops, that affects so many families. Keep that in mind today. Keep that in mind today. We've got to keep them in our thoughts and prayers, and we've also got to do something for them. Chinese hackers preparing to launch a massive attack on U.S. infrastructure have already infiltrated several critical companies. Would it surprise you if, because Joe Biden is compromat, bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party, I mean, the Penn Biden Center at the University of Pennsylvania, $100 million from the Chinese Communist Party. Millions and millions of dollars to Joe Biden. Chinese spy balloon. We don't know the source of the, we know the source of the COVID virus, and our government worked to help create it. Yeah, yeah. 50,000, 49,000 Chinese illegals coming across the border. 7,000% increase in the last year. Do you suppose that the Chinese Communist Party would like to see Joe Biden back as the president? I'm just thinking out loud here. I'm just saying, I'm planting the seed because I wouldn't put it past them at all. Chinese hackers preparing to launch a major attack on critical infrastructure may have already infiltrated multiple companies. FBI Director Chris Wray revealed China is developing the capability to cause significant damage to our critical infrastructure at the time of their choosing. The only question is the time of a launch, a catastrophic blow. China is developing the ability to physically wreak havoc on our critical infrastructure at the time of choosing, Wray said at the 2024 Vanderbilt Summit on Modern Conflict and Emerging Threats. According to Wray, an ongoing Chinese hacking campaign known as Volt Typhoon, we know this, has successfully infiltrated several American companies in telecommunications, energy, water, and critical sectors. 23 pipeline operators are being targeted, according to Reuters. Wray went on to note that Chinese hackers operated a series of botnets, which are constellations of compromised personal computers and servers around the globe to hide their nefarious cyber actions. Private sector American technology and cybersecurity companies previously attributed Volt Typhoon to China, including reports by security researchers with Microsoft and Google. Moreover, investigative journalist Laura Logan revealed that reliable intelligence sources have told her the Francis Scott Key collapse in Baltimore was an absolutely brilliant strat. The Baltimore Bridge collapse was an absolutely brilliant strategic attack. That's what she says. That's what she says. Yeah. And I believe, didn't some 911 systems go down the other day in places like Nebraska? Yeah. There was a widespread outage following 911 emergency numbers in four states, Nebraska, South Dakota, Nevada, and Texas. So there you go. Just, you know, I'm not saying you need to freak out. But I would definitely say that we need to be vigilant. We need to stay focused as the founders, as I like to say. We have to stay focused as the founders because we're knee-deep in it right now. We are knee-deep in a new American revolution. They have been sending sorties, firing sorties at us for years, and it's already happening. It's not coming. You may say there's a black swan event coming. I don't know what that is. Is that postponing the election? I don't know what it is. But I'll tell you, the left is very awake to you and me and what we're doing and what we're planning and what we're planning on stopping. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. All right, next hour on the show, it's grilling season on the spit. Alejandro Mayorkas, Trump outside the courtroom. Also, Chicago blacks very angry. And the DNC convention is coming up. Uh-oh. And also, Joe DiGenova on the New York case against Donald Trump. Don't go anywhere.